Well, let's go now to the landmark legislation passed in the ACT Legislative Assembly, giving equal marriage rights to gays and lesbians. The first same-sex marriages are expected to take place in early December after Labor and the Sol Green MLA combined their votes yesterday to support the Marriage Equality Same-Sex Bill. But the prenuptial celebrations could be cut short. The Abbott government immediately urging the High Court to expedite its challenge. This morning, we get both sides of the debate. First to Ivan Hinton. He helped draft the ACT laws as part of his role as Deputy National Director of Australian Marriage Equality. Ivan, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Now, after this bill was passed in the Assembly, you proposed to your partner, Chris. Pretty special moment?
It was an amazing moment. It's clearly something that we've been working on for a very long time, and I have a personal investment in that, and I had the opportunity. It's always a good opportunity to make sure that you can propose in front of a whole heap of cameras. It means to say he can't say no very easily. and fortunately enough, he said yes.
Well, I'm sure some people would prefer a more private setting, but you are involved in the gay marriage lobby, but you have said you're not an activist, you're just a bloke who wanted to get married. Yeah. Why is marriage so important to you? Because this is at the absolute centre of this issue.
Yeah, I think people need to step away from the sexuality aspect just for a moment to understand that the lives that we live, the lives that we live are very, very similar to those that have been modelled to us in our childhood. My mum and dad have an incredibly successful marriage. My nan and grandpas, my aunts and uncles, and that's what I grew up with. And so when I grew up, I knew that I was gay, but that didn't mean to say that I didn't have the same aspirations and the same want of belonging as my entire family.
So how long have you been involved with Chris?
We've been together for just over 11 years.
So a long time.
I hope to be with him forever.
And how does your family respond to this? Your parents, I think Ian and Diane, have been married for 45 years, as you said, a long marriage. They describe themselves as Christians, I understand. Have they reconciled their religious beliefs with their support for you and Chris?
Very much so. Mum has a very strong faith, when I came out to her, it was quite difficult because she was concerned about my welfare. Not so much because I'm gay, but because of the way in which the community was going to try and restrict my life experience.
And perhaps because she thought it meant you could never be happily married like she was.
Yeah, very much so. And also, she's pretty keen on having grandkids. And she thinks that I would make a good dad. So that was an issue that we had to get over, and I had to make sure that she understood that it's just like any couple, regardless of our orientation, if we want to have kids, we will have kids, and if we don't, then we won't.
And do you want to have kids?
You bet. We've been registered foster carers for several years now, and I think that it's important for the community to understand that there's an enormous bank of foster carers through the Australian community that has been taking care of kids for a very long time and very successfully.
So now, in theory, in December, you and Chris can get married. I think more than 500 couples have registered with Australian Marriage Equality to get married under the ACT laws within the ACT. But they do so in the knowledge that their marriages could be struck down in the High Court. That doesn't put you off?
That's true. Well, it certainly doesn't put us off. We got married 5 years ago in Canada, which still is not regarded here. So in Australia, we're still unmarried. And people are doing that every day of every week. They're travelling overseas, away from their family and loved ones, getting married and then coming back to a legal environment where their relationship's still not respected. What they're able to do here, in the fullness of knowledge that there is a risk to their relationship being recognised for the long term, they're able to come to the ACT, they're able to celebrate their relationship amongst their family and friends for the very first time on Australian soil, and that's just so incredibly important to so many of us.
And just very briefly, you know that if you get married in the ACT, as soon as you move to New South Wales or Victoria, you're not officially married.
Yeah, that's true, as you would be if you flew back from New Zealand. And people are doing that every day of every week. And New Zealand is an amazing country and celebrating diversity now. And now that's available here in the ACT, which is just wonderful.
Ivan Hinton, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Ivan Hinton is the Deputy National Director of Australian Marriage Equality, who proposed to his partner Chris after that bill was passed in the local assembly yesterday.